Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, there's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. We found out that our good old friends, the Irish friends across the pond, have found a loophole in their lockdown.
Yes, sirree. You just go to the airport and you can booze it up just like at the pub. They closed down the pubs because not Germany, most of Europe right now is going through another spike with COVID-19 virus plague. And they're trying to get more serious about not spreading it around so much. But leave it to the Irish to figure out a way to get together with friends and have knock a few back. You know.
Yes, they found a loophole because at the Dublin airport, which is considered an essential business,
yeah,
there is a restaurant, and that restaurant also serves beer.
There's a bar. Yes, sir.
So I guess airline tickets are dirt cheap in Europe because a few guys were able to pull up money. They bought a ticket on a flight for $10.
Wow.
No intention of going on the flight, but the ticket got them into the airport.
Yeah, that gets you past security and into the airport where the bar is.
Yes, and so they went over and started ordering drinks. However, there was another caveat is that you can't just order alcohol. You have to order food,
right,
totaling at least $10.65.
Okay.
So they were out $25 and able to get together. It was interesting to point out that a spokesperson for the airport said the behavior could potentially be punished as the individuals could be in breach of airport bylaws.
Ah, but they did find a loophole right for now, so let's grab another pint. What do you say?
Yeah, it makes you wonder. Can you not just go to the airport for a drink? Do you actually have to be flying somewhere? Kind of
interesting. You know, truth be told, when I was a kid, before I was 21, that's a place where you get a drink. You just go to the airport and sit down, and it's so busy. People are coming in and out, and if you dress nicely, they'll think you're 21.
Ah, mine was always weddings.
Oh, yeah, right. That's
go
true.
To,
yeah.
Go to a wedding, no problem there. We found out we lived vicariously through people that are stupid rich, and that's the definition of they have way too much money to be practical. And we found the Neiman Marcus Fantasy Gifts Luxury Christmas Catalog.
Or the needless markup Christmas catalog, things you'll never afford, never buy, but you just want to you want to hear what they are because you can't believe what rich people are spending their money on.
Yeah, for instance, you know, $145,000, imagine if you had $145,000, what bills you could pay off or what vacation you could have.
You could have a house, Chris.
Yeah, what house you could buy. well, just for a mere $145,000, you can get a game room designed by designer Jonathan Edler.
That's a heck of a man cave right there.
How about a little more than $250,000, $255,000 for a Bolus Endless Highways Bespoke Performance Edition travel trailer.
Just a travel trailer.
Vehicle sold separately. $295,000 will get you a custom library, including furniture and unique artwork.
Yeah, you can buy, make people think you're smart and well-read.
Yeah, well, let's get it down a little bit. Let's talk about the gift for the person you really don't want to buy, you know, but you kind of have to buy because you got to. So you're going to find the cheapest thing. $95,000 will get you Keith and James hats.
You know, if you look up Keith and James hats, they started about $500, and it's kind of a Pharrell Williams look. It's just a hat, man. Okay.
But let's say you want to take you and the family on a nice little vacation for Christmas. There's $215,000. It'll get you to the Montage Helzberg Resort in California's wine country.
Okay, go on. I'm interested
For you and up to six people, and five people. And that includes a year's worth of supply of wine.
Just for one, though.
Yeah. Just for one, right?
Oh, wow.
$345,000, you get a seven-night stay at California's Canyon Ranch. Well, guests will be attended by a team of nutritionists, physicians, and life coaches to design a year-long regimen.
$345,000 for somebody to tell me I can't eat and drink that. I don't think so, Chris. I'm going back up to the California wine trip, I think.
For $345,000, I'll just get the lipo and be done with it.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly. You can get a lot of surgery, buddy.
Let's talk about food, in particular Thanksgiving. Our turkeys are getting smaller, and this year's not really helping. Anticipating smaller gatherings, a lot of grocers and distributors of turkeys have been stockpiling shelves for smaller birds. Grocers are actually stocking 20% more turkeys that are under the 16-pound kind of average size of last year. Mm-hmm. They've grocers have actually upped their orders of particular cuts of turkey, like just the breast meat or perhaps even the dark meat. And that's, I think it's not so much as to what's going on with the pandemic. I think it's just Americans are generally getting smaller turkeys. I want to say we peaked out at turkey size back in the late 90s, early 2000s at 21 pounds for a bird. Now the average is 16, and that's actually going down.
You know, it used to be a treat. You'd only have it at Thanksgiving and maybe Christmas. But, I mean, turkey, that's kind of our go-to sandwich meat now.
Yes.
And I think people, you know, you get enough turkey, but it's time for people to do a ham. Some people do gooses, you know, a turkey goose or a duck or something like that, beef, pork.
Seafood, a lot of people are actually, you know, getting smaller birds because it's wasteful to get that much.
Yeah, right.
But why we bring this up is that if you are somebody looking for a 16-pounder or bigger, you probably need to look a lot harder because they're a little harder to find this year.
Right.
Things that you can negotiate in your household bills. This was some good information because you tend to think that only you would negotiate perhaps at a yard sale or maybe when you're buying a car, but when you ever think about negotiating with your satellite or cable provider or...
You know, it always seems like when I get my cable bill that they're sneaking a couple extra bucks in there. It goes up, not a lot, but just enough where after a couple of years it gets kind of irritating. So you can actually get on the phone and start negotiating with these people.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell them you're not happy with the price and you want to get back to the price back down without changing your service. They might have some sort of weird promotion going on. I think one time I had a weird promotion where I had to get a phone line. Like a landline, even though I didn't want it, but I was able to get everything else, you know, dirt cheap.
Right, right.
So you can do that. And then, you know, you could even do this with those web streaming services like Hulu, Netflix, HBO, Showtime, and stuff like that.
Right.
Because those could kind of add up as well. But here's how it works. In particular, I know this works with Hulu. Hulu actually will give you can bundle particular apps through Hulu and get a little lower rate. So, for instance, if you have HBO Go separately and Hulu separately and Showtime separately, you can probably, through Hulu, subscribe to Showtime and HBO and get a better price point.
And also your cell provider. They could offer free discounts for their streaming services. AT&T does that with DirecTV.
Yeah, and they do that. I don't have DirecTV, but I have AT&T with my phone, and I was able to get HBO Max because I get internet through them.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. And then here's something you don't really think about either is half of all Americans owe some sort of medical. And that debt ranges anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000. And if you look at the bottom line of hospitals, that's not a lot of money,
right?
Which gives you a little chance to go ahead and negotiate with them. First off, you need to make sure that the bill is accurate. There was a study done back in 2016 that found average bills had 8 and 10 medical bills had some sort of billing error.
Wow, that's 80%.
Yeah,
wow.
And you brought up a point, too. It's just because... You got a bill for something that should have been covered by your insurance.
Yeah, I just had surgery recently. It was about 3 weeks ago, and I already got a bill, and they didn't cover the MRI that they had before my shoulder surgery. You have to have the MRI.
Yeah.
They just hadn't processed it, but they were hoping that I would pay the $1,000 or whatever it was. But I'm just going to wait because I'll get another bill pretty soon. Goes, oh, yeah, we ran this through insurance. They're covering this, and this, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And what you want to do, once you find out that the bill is correct, what you want to do is contact the hospital or medical provider. You want to ask for a discount. You don't want to ask about payment plans.
Right.
If you are to say, hey, if I were to pay the whole thing off, the whole $1,000 now, how much can you knock off?
Right.
And if knowing that the bill is going to be done and no more, you know, trying to get the money from you, chances are they're going to drop the bill. So that is a good way for you to save money. And then my favorite one was shopping online.
Right.
Best way to get a discount if you're shopping online is to open up the live chat feature.
Oh, that's right. This is really cool because they always pop up and go, hi. and go ahead and ask the person on live chat, is there a discount I can get right now?
Generally, if they have it, you may get a new customer discount. Perhaps they'll find some sort of a code you weren't able to find. Sometimes they'll offer things like a little perks like free shipping or things like that. But you need to be prepared to walk away. And what I mean by that is do your homework ahead of time. If you find a better deal somewhere else and you think you can get a better deal by asking for one with this company, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll price match and give you stuff like that.
Yeah.
We found out that sweet potatoes are actually good for you. It gets kind of muddied when you think about adding the word sweet in front of it.
Yeah, and the ones at Thanksgiving table with the marshmallows and the brown sugar, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the regular sweet potato. I do them on the grill. We love them. I make sweet potato fries.
Oh, yes, man. And probably the biggest, first off, you're talking about sweet potatoes versus your russet or white or gold or anything.
Right.
Basically have the same amount of calories, same amount of carbohydrates and fats and protein. The big difference is the glycemic index, and that's for people that have diabetes, you are aware of. It actually doesn't spike up your sugar, even though it has the word sweet in its name.
Right.
So that actually may be a safer bet for somebody that has type 2 diabetes when they eat a potato.
But don't just think about the orange or the yam-colored sweet potatoes. Go for the purple ones. There's white ones. I found that when I make my sweet potato fries, the purple ones are a little more dense, and they hold up a little bit more because, you know, when you bake a sweet potato, it gets kind of soft on the inside. They hold up a little bit better, just like French fries. I love it.
Yeah, and the purple ones actually have a little bit more of the antioxidant compounds than the other ones. But you're also talking like with the orange ones have 165% of your vitamin A. Even the yellow fresh ones don't have as much vitamin A, but they're still real good in that. So kind of play around with that.
Yeah, and the flavor difference is really incredible. And the textural difference, too. I think just experiment. Why not?
Yeah, have some fun when you cook.
Yeah.
And finally, we learned that at least we have one election that has been downed to the dogs and completely been decided. There is, after running against several other canine candidates, Wilbur Beast, the French bulldog, has been named the new mayor of Rabbit Hash, Kentucky.
Yeah, but you know, he not only beat the other dogs, like a therapy beagle named Jack Rabbit, he also beat like a rooster and a donkey named Higgins.
You're wondering, have the animals actually taken over politics? Come to find out, Rabbit Hash is an unincorporated area in Kentucky with a population around 470 people. The bulldog, the French bulldog, actually won by 13,143 votes. So you're wondering, with a town of 470, how did you get so many votes? Come to find out, but it was an election done by the Rabbit Hash Historical Society as a fundraiser.
Yeah, so a dollar a vote. You know, so therefore, you know, they were just trying to raise money. It's not an official election.
But you know what? A great way to raise money. Maybe we should, put a mayor for our show here with the dog or something.
Maybe for Anthony.
Coming up. So there is our show for today, Tuesday, November 10th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
We'll see you tomorrow. Remember, the sun is always shining, friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.